So, let's do some basic to the right.
A la derecha o a mano derecha.
A mano derecha, on the right hand.
A mano derecha, yeah. A la derecha.
Derecha. And to the left.
A mano izquierda, a la izquierda.
A la izquierda. And then we've got, obviously, a street, typically. I mean, there are different names, but the street is principally?
La calle.
La calle, yeah. And then we've got, for example, the first street.
La primera calle.
The second.
La segunda calle.
And the third.
La tercera calle.
Obviously, if it starts getting beyond third, I mean, we're getting ridiculous. The seventh street on the right. Anyone who knows that, weird. Okay, so then we've got turn.
Okay, so usted gire, tú gira. It's a command, so we would say...
That verb girar, like girar. From our gyroscope, you know, which gyrates, girar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Gyrates, I didn't gyrate, know there was a verb to gyrate.
Gyrate is to spin around, move around, yeah. Yeah.
We're in.
Dancers gyrate. So how would you say it's the second street on the left?
Es la segunda calle a la izquierda.
So la segunda a la izquierda. Again, a... directional. Ah is an arrow showing you the direction that you're going, yeah?
But I have to say something about the ah. So a common mistake that English-speaking people make is to say ah every time you say at in English.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, you'll say, I'm at the airport, but we wouldn't say ah in that case. We would say en, because... that's where you are. You're in the airport.
Absolutely.
At ah, it would be motion
toward. Yeah.
Ah.
The way that I used to remember it is all the movement verbs: salir de, to leave from; ir a. Go to; and estar en, to be in. So when you're in some place or at some place, you're in it. En. Yeah.
Eso es. Mm-hmm. Start en.
Okay, and then let's finish, Cynthia, with just a few cosas sobre la ubicación.
Uh-huh.
Right, location, location, location. Ubicación, ubicación, ubicación. So, in front of.
Enfrente.
To the side.
Al lado.
Behind.
Detrás.
On top of.
Encima.
And under.
Debajo.
Debajo. And they all of those follow with de, no? Enfrente, de. In front of. Al lado de.
Mm-hmm.
Detrás de.
Mm-hmm.
Encima de.
Mm-hmm.
Y debajo de, no?
Correcto.
So all with de. Yeah, so when people are telling you where it is, you've got to know those words. You know, whereabouts is it? Is it al lado? Al lado. El banco está al lado de la carnicería.
Eso es.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now you should be fully equipped to go out there and ask for directions. But don't worry if you don't understand the answer, because even in English, sometimes we don't.
You don't.
And don't.
That's why men don't ask for directions. Is that why have we cracked the code?
There's a book. I believe it's a book called Why Women Can't Read Maps and Why Men Won't Ask for Directions.
Well, you know, that is the case, because when I put Google Maps, I can never work out where I am and where I have to walk.
It is confusing when you're
doing the walking. What is that? Am I pointing in what? So I always ask. It's just much quicker.
Yeah. And it's been scientifically proven.
But you don't
that,
ask.
Eh? I
you
won't
don't,
ask.
You don't. You won't ask.
I won't ask. I won't ask if I'm in the supermarket.
In general,
I'm looking for something. I won't ask. I just won't ask. I don't ask.
It's not there.
I'm gonna find it myself.
They don't have it anymore.
I'm gonna find it myself. But it's been scientifically proven that at least 50% of all directions given are wrong.
Eh?
People give directions very often. When you ask somebody for something, they feel obliged to give you that, even if they don't know. And so quite often they make up stuff.
So just no, that's not true.
No, it's true. It's true. People make up directions.
That'll be in the UK then. They don't make up directions in Spain. I've never had anybody...
It is a feature of when you ask somebody for something and they don't know.
I've never had anybody...
embarrassed not to be able to say, I don't know. So they make something up.
Ah, well, we say... No soy de aquí. I'm not from here. That's what we say. That's the standard thing. Mm-hmm. No soy de aquí. Perdone, no soy de aquí. Vivo aquí. I don't live here.
And would you believe that it's happened to me a number of times that people... I've come to some area in Spain just visiting and people stop and ask me directions. Bizarre. And like, do not ask anyone that doesn't look Spanish for directions. Just
unless they are very, very tanned, which means that they live there.
Or very tanned, yeah.
That's a clue.
It was probably height of summer. Probably high summer when I was there.
That's like
tanned.
when we went... I'll tell this in Spanish.
Ah, bueno.
Fuimos a Barcelona a un concierto de una cantante que se llama Mónica Naranjo. Hace 10 años. Y en el hotel preguntamos dónde quedaba el estadio donde se daba el concierto. Y la mujer del hotel, ¿era una mujer o un hombre?
Una mujer.
Y la mujer dijo, ah, sí, está muy cerca, muy cerca. Tienen que subir esta calle y todo recto. Y está a unos 10 minutos.
Unos 10 minutos andando. Sí.
Y nosotros, ah, vale, 10 minutos andando.
Qué bien.
Íbamos subiendo.
Una cuesta.
Cuesta, en serio, era increíble. Ni Toledo tiene esas cuestas. Era así la cuesta, ¿vale? En el Palacio. ¿Palau San Jordi?
Sí. San Jordi, sí.
Bueno, una cuesta. Si alguien conoce esa zona en Barcelona, subíamos 10 minutos, 20 minutos subiendo, 30 minutos subiendo. Le preguntamos a una persona y dijo, oh, no, todavía queda bastante.
Queda bastante.
Creo que estuvimos andando...
Casi una hora. Y al llegar, ¿vale? Claro que estuvimos de pie toda la noche.
Sí.
Un dolor de espalda, de lumbar.
Sí, de caminar cuesta arriba una hora. Un dolor que recuerdo que durante el concierto teníamos tanto dolor en esta parte de la espalda los dos que nos dábamos masajes.
Masajes, sí, nos turnamos.
Y yo estaba pensando en sentarme en el suelo. Pensé, me siento, no puedo más con la espalda.
Sí.
Fue el concierto, el peor concierto en cuanto a incomodidad.
Quitó un poco de la gracia, la verdad. Sí.
Así que no fíes de tiempo.
La mujer no estaba al día siguiente, porque no. le iba a decir cuatro verdades sobre su...
10 minutos en coche, sí. Obviamente, andando casi
volando.
O la gente en Barcelona va así.
Sí, en moto. Sí, bueno. Okay, so there you are. Thank you for spending time with us. If you like the help sheets, the link is in the information that goes with this exercise and also with lots of others.
Eso es.
Pues eso es todo. Ahora nos vamos.
Y nos vemos.
Hasta luego. Adiós.